Yo, what's up? I'm Ryan Eddy.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
And this is another episode of Sideline Stories. And today we're here to talk to you about the conference championship games. That means the Eagles and the Commanders. And then the other game was the Chiefs-Bills, just in case you guys didn't know. But first, I think we're going to be talking about the Commanders game, where they got absolutely smacked, absolutely dominated. 55 points hung on their head by the Eagles and by Saquon, who frankly just ran over the Commanders all game, and then he got taken out because they were dominating so long, and then his backup ran all over the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, that really shows the Lions kind of shot themselves in the foot by letting Jared Goff control the game. Jahmyr Gibbs was having an amazing game. He was cooking, and then they just let Jared Goff make too many mistakes, and that's really what costed them. Like, obviously, they play football where it's kind of like risky at times to go for fourth all the time, but like in the playoff game, you have to value the ball, and they really did not value the ball against the Commanders. And
speaking of another team who didn't value the ball, Commanders. The Commanders had three fumbles, three turnovers, none of which were on Jaden Daniels, who frankly he played pretty well.
Yeah, he played good.
Played pretty well,
especially the Eagles' defense. Man, they're pretty ferocious and having zero turnovers. That's really good.
And the stat sheet might not show the best game, but he was really sold by his teammates. The turnovers, the O-line collapsing.
The kick return fumble, too. That just can't happen, you know?
Yeah, I know. He was taking advantage of opportunities, and unfortunately his team just wasn't doing the same, and they weren't giving him opportunities.
And he had so many, like, don't get me wrong, he didn't have the best game. Like, he had a lot of third and longs, but, like, he was connecting on fourth down here and there. I mean, what?
He was.
The first drive.
On the first drive, he connected on three of them, I'm pretty sure.
Two or three. I mean, he was getting it done when it counted. And, I mean, it just sucks, you know.
And you want to talk about that call on the opening drive. You get three fourth down conversions, and then you're on the 20, and you won't go for it on fourth and two.
You might as well keep going for it. I mean, you could have kicked a field goal crap ton of times
ago. You could have kicked a field goal when it was fourth down on the 40. Now it's on the 20, and it's fourth and two, and you don't want to go for it?
You have Jaden Daniels. He can go out of the pocket, you know. Somebody will get open.
Yeah.
And
any team should go for it in that scenario. And nevertheless, a team with Jaden Daniels has the best chance to get that, probably top five best chances to get that of any team in the league.
I mean, the Commanders coaching staff, this playoff run has been really good, but, dude, it was questionable in that Eagles game. But, like, to our points, like, it would have really started off strong if he would have got a nice little touchdown, you know? Like, 3 points against the Eagles just won't cut it.
And then after that, the Eagles went on 14-0 run, and it just wasn't the same game after that.
You want to talk about the first play that they had?
Oh, yeah.
Saquon.
Saquon. Sorry for all the Saquon overbetters, but after that play, I'm pretty sure they were hype. But he finished with just under his prop because they were dominating so bad, and then his backup got, I think, 80 yards or something like that.
Yeah, it was really just a slaughter fest when it came to the rushing game. They were applying so much pressure. And Jalen Hurts, I want to give you some props. You played well. You didn't turn the ball over. Obviously, you didn't have any chances to turn the ball over, but nonetheless, it's all you need when you have Saquon in the backfield.
Yeah, I don't want to say he's a game manager, but he did manage the game pretty well.
He
did manage the game pretty well. And I'm not going to lie, like, those three tush pushes or two tush pushes rushing touchdowns were they were kind of annoying to watch. The only fun part of that was Luvu jumping over the line.
Dude, I've never seen in the whole internet, they said there's never been a rule where they can just give them a touchdown.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a rule.
I'm not sure, but they said they could do it. And frankly, if I'm the Commanders, if I'm the Commanders coaching staff, I'm saying make them do it.
Exactly.
I'm saying jump over the line every single time until they award them a touchdown. I want to see the referees say no more of this. The Eagles are awarded a touchdown. That's what I want to see if I'm the Commanders coaching staff. Because not only is that unlikely to happen, but it's also going to inspire courage and a rage inside your players that the refs just granted the other team a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, and if you lose by a touchdown, which y'all didn't, y'all lost by 30, but in that scenario, there's backlash in that situation.
And then
it's just like putting, you know, fire under the refs.
Yeah, you're going to come out with the vengeance.
Onto the whole NFL and just like, I don't know how you're going to refute that. Like, obviously, it's just going to be tough luck, but like, I would at least keep trying. I mean, it was some comedy to watch.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen is that they award a touchdown?
They were already going to get it anyway.
Yeah, if you don't do it, he's just going to get pushed in the end zone.
I don't know. I think they should have kept doing it. Obviously, it's tough in the heat of the moment, but like they're going to score anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, why not go for it?
Yeah. And this way, you actually have a chance to stop it. This might be the only chance you have to stop it.
Exactly. And shoot, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Well, I mean, the Bills couldn't figure out the tush push.
Oh my gosh, dude. No, that fourth down, I think he got it.
I think so too, but it's tough to reverse the call in the field when you don't have a definitive camera angle. But the one ref who spotted it short, by the way, he had to walk around a player. I'm pretty sure it was Justin Reed. That might have impacted the spot, but he overruled the spot of the other ref and he spotted it just short. And that was really a big decider because, frankly, the NFL as a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry doesn't have a good camera angle. Frankly, that's absurd. But they didn't have a good camera angle, and so you just couldn't overturn that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was really on a Chiefs hate watch, but, like, I don't know. I think Josh Allen played better than Mahomes. You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, he did. But when it came down to it, Patrick Mahomes, he did play well. But, man, it was tough to watch. I had some hope that the Bills were going to win, and it just didn't turn out that way, obviously. But that drop, man, that drop hurts.
Yeah, that Kincaid drop. None of the tight ends played well, frankly. And it seems to be the same story every single time the Bills and the Chiefs play. I'm pretty sure the Bills are 4-1 against them in the regular season.
They're 0-4.
And then they're 0-4 in the playoffs. So it seems to be the same story. Nevertheless, they always put up great games, but the Chiefs always seem to come up top, on top, just by a sliver. And that's all they need. I've been saying it for months. They're a team full of winners. They're going to find a way to win. They have been winning. They won 15 out of the 16 games where their starters played. And the one they lost was the Bills. They just knocked out of the playoffs. And they're going to win the Super Bowl, and you can't do anything about it. And I've said that.
Yeah, I mean, you have been on that the whole entire season. But, man, I'm going to continue to say this, bro. I'm going to speak it into existence. I really think if there's any team, this Eagles team can win. Hear me out. This is my only reasoning. The O-line, best in the league. D-line, best in the league. And I think that defense will really put pressure on Patrick Mahomes, which he kind of thrives under pressure, you know. He can get out of the pocket, just make magical plays, Chris Collinsworth type of thing. But, you know, I think if they – like, Saquon has proven that he can run against anybody. And what was it? He hasn't had many 100-yard games, right? He hasn't had many this season. He's had, like, more usually, right? Like, more than
– Saquon?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the playoff performance from Saquon is otherworldly.
Yeah.
He's playing like the greatest running back of all time.
Exactly. And with that O-line, I think that much pressure. And the D-line, like Chris Jones having a down year. And they have like more pass rushers than, you know, run stoppers. And I think really the Eagles can – I wouldn't call it an upset, but I would call it an upset, you know.
I 100% would call it an upset.
I think the only way is if they pull a Lions and they just let Jalen Hurts run the game. If they let Jalen Hurts run the game, it might be a blowout.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the Chiefs' D-line. They haven't allowed – well, this is more than the D-line, the entire defense. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in 17 consecutive playoff games, including Super Bowls, so that includes Christian McCaffrey. And that's amazing. No matter if you want to say Chris Jones having a down year, which he is, only 5 sacks and 9 TFLs. Karlafkis isn't known for his run stopping. Nick Bolton is going to be great, but, you know, there's only so much you could do as one linebacker. And I really think that even though the Chiefs have a chance, it's going to be unstoppable force against an immovable object. These are really two of the best up front. And it's really going to be a great game to watch.
I'm excited. And we already know Nick Bolton last time they played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a heck of a game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Patrick Mahomes can for sure win this game. I'm not counting him out at all. But, you know, I just don't want the Chiefs to win. And it's going to be a hate watch for me. Even though they're going to be making history. I'm going to repeat this. It would be great to see history. But I'd also just... I want Tom Brady to be the GOAT. So, I mean, I'm kind of hate watching, but hey, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah. Speaking of hate watching, a lot of people are talking about not watching at all.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, the internet's going somewhat crazy right now. They're like, oh, they're going to revolt against the Super Bowl. Like, it's rigged. Like, no, you're not, dude. You're going to watch it. It's not even, for a lot of people, it's not even about the Super Bowl. It's about, like, the fun time, you know, at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's about the commercials.
Exactly. It's about the commercials. But, like, dude, you're going to watch the Super Bowl. Like, what's the point of watching the rest of the season if you are just not going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's frankly stupid how people are saying that they're not going to watch the Super Bowl. Everyone knows it's a lie, but somehow they're trying to gather other people to not watch it with them. And listen, the NFL doesn't need you. There's going to be other so many millions of people watching it. No one cares if you don't watch it. Even though we all know you will, you're not sparking any boycott. You're just irrelevant.
Crap,
you're irrelevant.
Like, I'm gonna, dude, you're gonna go to the bar, you're gonna have a good time, you're gonna get drunk and watch as a hater. That's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's it for the Eagles game and for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So what do you think the future of this Jaden Daniels led Commanders team is gonna look like after this loss?
Hey, I think especially when they get help, they're going to be so dangerous. Dude, because that defense, they had no reason to beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions beat themselves. But Jaden Daniels, man, he's a top five QB right now. I'm going to go out and say that right now. The guys I have above him, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. I would say those are the four. Do you have anybody else?
There's a couple guys in the same category as him, but I could say that those are the only ones that are non-debatably higher than him.
Yeah. That's what I would say. And I think this offseason, like, is pretty big for the Commanders. I think they have a really, really promising future. Like, their defense obviously needs a lot of work. You know, their back, you know, the backfield, Austin Eckler, he's getting old. And he didn't have a great game versus the Eagles.
No.
But I think the future is bright, especially if they add pieces like a really good O-line.
Yeah,
I think that can be very scary for other teams if they let Jaden Daniels have time in the pocket, make reads. Like, he uses that little VR thing before games.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Commanders do.
Well, that's what makes it the most impressive is that he led his team to this position, to the championship game, without a superstar roster. And I'm pretty sure the defense was 17th, correct me if I'm wrong, but they were 17th in the NFL, and he's still leading his team to the championship game. It's really impressive. This young man has a really bright future, and we're glad that the team finally changed ownership because now they're finally put in a good position to actually do well. They're going to put pieces around him, and they're going to put a better defense in and no longer have an average defense. And so this is where I'm leading into my next question. If you are the Commanders GM, if you are the Commanders GM, what additions are you making to this roster?
I think first you have to, you know, get the defense right. I think first you have to do that because the defense was really not good this year. I think you can add a couple, you know, pass rushers or run stoppers. I think the D-line, if they can get a really good D-line, apply pressure, get some stops, I think the sky's the limit for the Commanders. And it's not like they have to do it now. Mm-hmm. Like, they have so much time. Like, they have a rookie QB, you know?
Yeah.
And I think this might be a hot take, but like, or a hot take for a question. How many Super Bowls do you think Jaden Daniels is going to win?
Ooh. Well, as long as Mahomes is in the league.
Hey, but we don't, because Travis Kelce, he talked about retiring if he wins the third ring. So, I mean, you don't know how long Patrick Mahomes is going to be here for, but for all we know, Patrick Mahomes is kind of a superhuman. He has a dad bod, and he's still the best in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, if I'm the Commanders GM, I'm doing three things to this defense in a dream scenario. I understand this is the dream scenario, and it might not be the most realistic, but here's the three things I want to do. I want to draft one out of the two Penn State rushers.
Dude.
One out of those two studs. I understand you're going to have to give up something to trade up, but I think you can do it, and I think it's well worth it, especially with a young quarterback. You're able to draft a young D lineman who's going to grow into a superstar. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to draft a veteran DB or safety, DB/safety, to really hone us the locker room, to give experience to these young guys.
You mean sign one from free agency?
Yeah, sign one. And the third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to draft, or not draft, or I'm going to acquire in any way a stud middle linebacker to put in the center of the defense to direct traffic. And I think those three pieces, and I know this is unrealistic, yeah, but I think if you can do it, you should definitely try. And that those three pieces will make this defense into a superstar, top five, possibly top five defense, and that'll propel the Commanders into the next level.
And Penn State, they know. They have Mike. They brought Micah Parsons, man. They know how to create some studs.
Yeah.
And I think, dude, if they get one of those two, I think they'll start off really well. They'll apply some pressure to other teams, you know. I think as soon as that defense can get some stops, they're going to be scary.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the next question. What's next for the Ravens? Because they have so many people to sign back.
Nine Pro Bowlers on the Ravens.
Yeah, and they couldn't make it past the second round.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I told y'all so. I predicted it.
The Philadelphia 76ers of the NFL.
Exactly.
The James Hardens of the NFL. So, yeah, they're having trouble getting past the second round. And what is causing them to not be able to get over the hump? Because it's not the roster. I don't think it's the coaching with Harbaugh. Harbaugh's a winner. Harbaugh's proven. So what is it? Is it the quarterback? Is it Lamar?
What is it? In the playoffs, dude, it's been Lamar. Because, dude, you can blame Mike Andrews all you want. I'm not saying don't slander him. He had an awful game, and he was the reason why they lost. Well, not the full reason, because Lamar Jackson had two terrible turnovers. That fumble was awful. You had full possession. I don't care. It was a bad snap, okay. But you had full possession, and then you dropped it, dude. And then that pick was awful. I don't know if it was completely his fault, because it just looked like they weren't communicating well, which, I mean, that could be his fault, too. He's a QB1. Yeah.
Well, it also had to do with the pressure of Matt Milano, who didn't play in the previous matchup.
Man, he had a great playoff run.
Yeah.
He did really well. And I don't know what's next for this team, because, dude, they have a lot of old guys and a lot of players that they have to sign back.
Yeah.
And pay a lot of money to.
And unfortunately, what's next for this team? I think you have to just run it back.
Yeah, I think you have to run it back. I think you have to run it back.
But there's not enough room to make that many additions without losing the guys that you need. So unfortunately, you can't really make that many improvements, if any at all.
And there's not much room for, like, you don't have a lot of time. These dudes are getting old, and you have to sign them back. And my gosh, they're expensive. Dude, you don't have a lot of time, and y'all have to make a move now. Like, make a push. Like, y'all have to
playoff move.
Y'all have to get over the hump. Like, I don't know. The Chiefs and the Bills kind of own y'all.
Yeah, and it's I don't know if it's unfortunate timing or what it is, but it just doesn't look like it's the Ravens' time, despite them having one of the best
rosters. Cincinnati wasn't even in the playoffs this
year. Yeah, Cincinnati wasn't in the playoffs.
Dude, and just imagine once Joe Burrow gets back in there. I mean,
with a hopefully better defense.
My gosh. But, I mean, he's in the AFC, Lamar Jackson. It's been a tough go at it for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, frankly, it's been a tough go at it for everyone in the AFC, including Josh Allen, who, all right, well, let's talk about what did the Josh Allen-led Bills do next.
I mean, I think their defense overperformed in the playoffs. I think they played better than what they did in the regular season. Milano, for example, really solid. But I don't really know, because, like, I think you should improve the defense. I think you should try. But, like, I don't know how you're going to do that. I mean, obviously, you could sign somebody. But will you get over the hump to beat the Chiefs? That's the real question.
Yeah, well, they're extremely evenly matched up, but it's really just about winning. as simple as it sounds, it's really just about winning these close games. And similarly to the Ravens, they have a great roster, and it's just about beating the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think James Cook, he's really good. I think you keep him. I think you give him the backfield and just let him apply pressure. Josh Allen played good. He didn't even play bad. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't play bad. It was just a dogfight, man. And Patrick Mahomes just played better down the stretch.
Yeah.
Like that third and long, you have to limit those, you know. You have to make those small as possible. Obviously, some things didn't go your way, but I mean, I think y'all got to run it back too. I think a lot of these teams in the AFC just have to run it back and just hope for the best.
It might be dramatic to say this, but I really do think they can't do anything better.
I don't think they can't do anything better. They played a good game. They didn't even play bad. They played against the Chiefs. That's just what happens.
I'd say they had the best season that they've ever had since those four Super Bowl losses.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult to beat these Chiefs, and they're getting close, but they
when is Josh Allen going to do it, man? When is he going to do it?
I don't know.
I don't know what else you can do.
Really, but at this point, you're just going to have to try again.
I think a lot of the AFC teams, that's just what you have to do. Like, obviously, yeah. I think those top AFC teams, not like the Steelers, anybody like that. I think they got to keep building, keep getting to the next level. But do you think with a defense, do you think the Bengals can be back in that mix? Do you
100%, because they have the best offense already. Yeah,
I agree. I think Joe Burrow gives Patrick Mahomes the most trouble. I mean,
he does.
And I think next year, it's all about this offseason for the Bengals, though.
Yeah. Their season is going to be determined before week one.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously injuries, too, which is just unfortunate. You can't predict that. Well, if we're going to keep talking about these teams, what are they going to do? The Lions, bro.
Okay, so going over to the NFC.
We're going to the NFC
now. Okay, okay. Well, this is actually a competitive conference.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a really competitive conference. Man, this dude had the Vikings going all the way, man.
Yeah, I did have the Vikings going all the way, and clearly it didn't work out. Sam Darnold didn't have a great game. Their defense didn't have a great game. Frankly, the Rams just stomped all over them.
Living rent-free. Justin Jefferson was kind of strapped. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and
I think it came down to Sam Darnold, though. He was holding the ball way too long. Like, he wasn't rising to the occasion. He wasn't playing as good as he was in the regular season.
Yeah, but credit to the Rams. They had a really good game plan. They had pressure on Sam Darnold. Their offense was dominating all game. Credit to Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, all of them guys.
Hey, I think the experience really got to the Vikings, too. Like,
yeah.
Matthew Stafford, NFL champion. I mean, Super Bowl champion. You know, I think it just came to who had an experience for the QBs. And the defense, man, the defense played great for the Rams.
They did.
I said the last NFL podcast that the Rams are the most inconsistent team. You can have the team that beat the 49ers, well, had the game against the 49ers, and then beat the Bills. Like, yeah. You can have back-to-back weeks where you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, well, that proved to be true in the playoffs because they played a great Vikings team. Well, I think that was great. I mean, they didn't play great. But they played a great Vikings team and dominated them. Looked like they should be in two different leagues. Looked like the Vikings should be set to the CFL. And then they played the Eagles.
And then they just – the Eagles, man, the Eagles are tough to beat.
Just the Rams. Not looking at the Eagles, just the Rams. They look like a different team.
Yeah, I agree. I think they did too. If we're going to keep talking about the NFC, the Green Bay Packers, are they moving on from Jordan Love?
I don't think you can. I think it's way too early to move on to Jordan Love. He's had some great regular seasons.
Yes.
But the next step is the playoffs. And QBs have done it before where you can settle into your first few years of the NFL and then make some playoff runs. I know everyone likes to compare it to Peyton Manning, but let's be honest, he's one of a kind.
Yeah, honestly. Like, shout out Chris. He keeps saying Lamar Jackson's going to freaking do it.
I
don't see it. But, like, like Jordan Love, man, I think he had a bad matchup round one. I think he did. Like, obviously, the Eagles team, they were all over him, living rent-free in his head. And it was just a tough matchup. And I think all they can do is just continue to build, continue to, you know, improve their roster. And Jaden Reed, he didn't touch the ball for, like, the first half, if I can remember correctly. I don't know. This was a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, it was just tough. The Eagles made it tough. And I think they just have to keep improving.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been wanting to talk about the Lions for a while now.
Yeah.
What do the Lions do?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Because they had an amazing year. Like, nobody expected them to lose the Commanders.
Yeah.
You can't really move on from Jared Goff. Can't. I mean, you can't really do that. Because he had a good year besides that one game. But I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts on it first. Because I don't know.
What the Lions need to do is that they need to hit the weight room, get a better strength coach,
yeah.
And they really need to stay healthy because
the defense was so down with injuries. What they had like how many?
I think it was 18.
Like 18?
Yeah, I think it was 18. And yes, you could say Jared Goff needs to play a better game, but I don't think you move on from him. Obviously, you have the best running backs in the league. That's going to stay. You have a great O-line. That's going to stay. Your wide receivers are amazing. That's going to stay.
Yeah.
It's like really the only problem is staying healthy.
Yeah. I mean, we've said this with the 49ers too. Like when your defense wins championships. I mean, that's just how it goes in the NFL. And when you're down, like players like Aiden Hutchinson, a ton of players on that defense, it's tough to win. Like, obviously, I kind of said it in the playoff prediction video that they were down, but I kind of like went, I like grazed over with a grain of salt because it was the Commanders. I had them losing the first round.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, obviously, it wasn't the same looking defense.
Yeah, and this defense is really built around Aiden Hutchinson.
Exactly.
And without him, without that pressure, it's the DBs got to hold for another second. The linebackers have to stay in position. The pass rushers, no one can get us home as well as him. You can debatably say no one can get us home as him in the entire NFL because he was leading the league in sacks before he went down, and it's. It's really sad to see him go. The talent that he is and the pressure that he brings and the tension he commands on the field, it's really one of one. And losing that, you could say if all you want, but I'm still going to say it. If they had Hutchinson, I think they'd do it.
Oh, yeah. I think they beat the Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm
just talking about one injury out of – however many other injuries they had out that game alone.
Because Aiden Hutchinson, he makes such a big difference for that Lions team because nobody's bringing pressure like that, like, besides him. And if you have him, it's going to make Jaden Daniels' life so much more difficult. Like, he was low-key just chilling against the Lions. Like, he was playing so poised, under control.
Looked like a vet
Looked like a vet. But I don't know. I think you just have to hope that your players stay healthy. And you really just bank on next season, like run it back.
Yeah, I think it's more than hope. I think you have to get a better strength and conditioning coach. And frankly, if you can, I know it's easier said than done, but if you can smack some teams so you can put in your backups in the fourth quarter or as early as possible, that'll help. That'll be like a little mini break that they can get.
And they were smacking teams in the regular season. They were putting up points, man.
Yeah.
And teams couldn't keep up. And that's what we were saying in our playoff predictions. We were like...
But when you're up by 30, it's time to take out the starters.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be mindful of that next season.
Hopefully.
Since we're talking about the NFC, are the 49ers, are we going to make 49ers. It even more? Are we going to make it more challenging next year?
This is a rough topic right here.
Yeah.
This is a rough topic. But.
We have hope. We do. We have hope. We're going
to
be good.
But I want to introduce you guys to our Super Bowl MVP next year. Robert Saleh.
Yep.
Our Super Bowl MVP next year.
Yes.
I am so glad that we got him. When he first got fired by the Jets, or not when he first got fired by the Jets, but after this regular season, I predicted him and Vrabel were going to be the two first head coach hirings. I have no idea why he didn't get a head coach hiring. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, defensive mind in the game right now. And I'm so glad he's back on the team. And
I'm excited, dude.
I can't wait for us to get a Super Bowl. And he's going to get another
yes,
head coach
sir.
Job. And I'm going to be so happy for him. He's going to bring our defense together. He's going to bring everything together like a smooth functioning, oil functioning machine. And I just can't wait.
Dude, I'm excited. Because I think we can make a real push. Especially in this NFC, maybe the Eagles are going to give us a lot of trouble. We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
But this NFC, we're not in the AFC. We're chilling.
We don't have to play Patrick Mahomes until the Super Bowl,
which, flashback to last year, didn't go well.
Yeah.
But
and a couple years before that.
Yeah, and a couple years before that. But we can make it back. We can.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm excited.
And similarly to these other teams that we mentioned, like the Lions and the Ravens and whatnot, we have one of the best rosters already.
I agree. We might be old, but golly, I think we're a good roster, dude.
We are a good roster, and I know we're old, but we're just in our prime, maybe a little bit past our prime. Yeah. Time for the OGs to show these young bucks.
I don't know how many more years Trent has left, man.
I don't know, but he did play well when he was in last year. I know he did get injured, but I believe that if we were in contention, he was good enough to play. He just he was hurting a little bit, and there's no point for him to play. We're at 6-9 in the last game, and I know he's had some injuries in last year specifically, but he's shown that he can come off injuries, much serious injuries, when he was at, I'm pretty sure they were the Redskins at the time. So the Redskins, when he was at the Redskins, he's come off much more serious injuries in his old age still to come to play for the 49ers and be the number one left tackle in the NFL.
And I do think, hold on, I just lost my train of thought. Here, what's it called? I think that you can have all the questions you want about Brock Purdy. He can take us there.
He can deliver.
He can take us there.
And you know what? He did his rookie year. He did as a Mr. Irrelevant third string quarterback until he blew out his elbow and literally could not throw the ball. Once he couldn't throw it, we were cooked to the Eagles. But before that, we had a real shot.
Hey, and since we had a bad record this year, we get to add another piece. We have a higher pick in the draft.
I think it's 12.
Yeah, which it's not the best
in that
pick,
range.
But dude, that's a piece that we could use.
Yeah, that's gonna be an absolute stud. I don't know what we're gonna get. Frankly, like our roster's full already. I know I've repeated this, but our roster is already great. So what could we add?
I think we could add another piece for the defense for in case somebody gets hurt.
Another backup DB.
Maybe like a backup DB.
We've had some depth issues at cornerback.
Yeah, I think that'll be a great addition. I think it would. And after the whole Drake Greenlaw situation, I think we could really use another guy.
First of all, I hope we re-sign him. Yeah, he's really a beast.
Dude, we need to. If we don't, I don't know how our defense is gonna be elite.
And we already lost Cambo, who Don't even get me started on him.
Yeah, and I think Drake Greenlaw really brings the defense together. I think that
he's
the leader out on the field, and I think we could, especially if we get a young guy, he could help develop him.
He's a tone setter. He's the tough guy. He's basically the big man on campus. And no one's gonna step up to Drake Greenlaw.
Exactly. Because
that dude will fight for anything. And I love that energy. That's the type of energy we need on our team, and we need him back.
Yeah, I don't see how our defense can really hold up without him. Like, I think we have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
But he's such a big difference maker for our defense that I think we really need him on the roster.
And especially now that Fred Warner has shown that he's not invincible, he can get hurt, even though he played out of his mind with a broken foot. Those first four games, I'm pretty sure it was four games, he was number one in defensive player of the year, at least in my heart, before he broke his foot and still played like the number one linebacker in the NFL.
He was a dog. And Nick Bosa, he's also going to be a dog.
Hopefully better than ever now that we have Robert Saleh.
Yeah, exactly. I think Robert Saleh can be such a big difference maker for our defense. He's a defensive mastermind, man. I think I'm excited to have him.
He's proven. He's won with our team.
Exactly.
He's had a great defense with other teams. And I'm just going to say, we're Super Bowl bound, guaranteed. 100% guaranteed.
Shoot, the schedule next year for us is kind of slight, too.
It's absolute cake. We don't play anyone good at all. I'm calling 15 wins right now.
15 wins. I'm going to go 13.
I'm going 15 wins. And frankly, I think we should be the favorite in every single game.
Yeah. I'm a 49ers fan. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. I don't see a single team on our schedule that has a better team, has a better coach, has a better roster, has a better quarterback.
Dude, let's hope we could stay freaking healthy this one year.
Yeah.
I think if we stay healthy, we can make a push.
Yeah, and this was a playoff episode, but as our two 49er fans, we, of course, had to bring it back to talk about us in a sort of narcissist way. But
yeah, bro, we literally had no idea we were going to talk about them, but I think we can make a push next year, baby. I'm excited. And the whole sign of Robert Saleh, bro.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right, you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think we went over a lot of the playoff teams and how they need to kind of run it back in the AFC.
The one non-playoff team.
Yeah, the one non-playoff team. You know how it is. But I'm excited to see what Jaden Daniels does next year, man. I think he can make another leap. Yeah. And I think...
And I don't care what anyone says. This is going to be a great Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I think it will, too. And I don't... I think they're more evenly matched than the last time they played against each other.
Well, last time, it was 35-35 with two minutes left. You can't really ask for a better Super Bowl than that.
Yeah, but going into it, I feel like Saquon can add so much pressure to that defense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. Oh, yeah. Who do you have winning, obviously?
Oh, okay. Well,
who do you have winning?
Yeah, I 100% have the Chiefs. I've been saying it since the beginning. They're going to win the Super Bowl. There's nothing you can do about it. No surprises over here. What about you?
I'm going with the Eagles, and I'm putting my foot down. So I had them in the Bills going to the Super Bowl. I didn't have them winning. I had the Bills winning. I don't know why in hindsight that I said that, but I'm an Eagles believer, baby.
I don't know if he's an Eagles believer. He just kind of wants to speak it into existence.
Yeah, we're going to go with that. I said that.
Maybe deep down he might think otherwise.
No, I've said in the past that I don't think the Chiefs will lose. So I'm going to speak it into existence, though.
Yeah.
The Eagles are winning.
Yeah, all right. I'm with you. All right. That's been another episode. I'm Ryan Eddy.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
Oh, yeah.